What's up, everybody? I'm JJ John Jastrzemski.
And I'm Jason Goff. And if you haven't heard, The Ringer has gone local.
I'm bringing the fire. I'm bringing the rain from the Big Apple with my show, New York, New York.
And I'm repping Chi-Town with my new show, The Full Goal, on all things Chicago.
We've got episodes 3 nights a week with all the reaction to the local teams and guests.
Plus bonus episodes around all the big games and storylines.
So whether you're uptown, downtown, in the burbs, or a transplant,
make sure you follow New York, New York, and The Full Goal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
You may have tuned in today to say, you know, I want to listen and learn about some sports cards. I want to hear Sports Boy talk. Well, let me tell you right now, friends, this is my serious voice. Today's not the day for that. Today's not the day for cardboard. It's not the day for sports. Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
13 years ago.
Everywhere I look around.
At a building that looks like a lighthouse on the lake here, Old Hickory, Hendersonville, Tennessee. 2008, a young, short man with a shaved head, by the way.
Oh,
very wearing shaved. A black and white suit with a hand casted up because he broke it playing flag football 3 days previous. Man was Michael Giuseppe. The other side of the aisle, a stunning blonde woman named Hannah. Hannah Lee, last name unknown.
Still.
13 years ago today, worlds collided. And that's what we're going to talk about here today, folks. Go ahead and call in 1-800-337-LOVE. That's the number to call.
First off, don't call that number. Second off.
Well, we don't know about that.
How long did you practice that in the mirror?
I just thought of it right now. I said, you know, we're going to do something. I'm not getting her any gifts or cards or flowers or anything. I was like, you know what I'm going to do, though? I'm going to give her a nice shout out on the podcast. That is a true story, though. October 18th, this is 13 years, my anniversary. Like a donkey, I am doing a podcast with my cousin instead of hanging out with my wife. So that was a good move.
You're keeping it in the family, though. And that's anybody
that still counts.
Yep.
There you go.
Hey, congratulations, bud.
Happy anniversary.
I want you to know you guys do have a gift and or gifts. You will get them when we have a dinner together.
Can't get enough of you. Barry White? Is that our first Barry White reference? All right, give us the preview. That's enough. Get us on track.
Remember when I said that one time, like whenever I talk, you don't like acknowledge it or listen to it?
You're doing great. I can't wait for the gifts to come in. I'm so excited.
I don't even care about it. It's just like, acknowledge my existence, Michael Paul.
I can't care for the entire Gibson family. All right. I'm taking care of Hannah. I can't. You have to find your own love.
That's fair.
So.
All right. Big show today. Exciting show. Lovely show, if you will. We're going to start off with a little NFL notes. What happened over week six in the NFL? I'll tell you the number one thing that happened. Well, it will happen as of tonight.
Save it
Michael
for the show.
Paul got a trouncing in fantasy football.
Those numbers?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm right. We're going to go on to some releases coming out this week.
It is a big release week. That is true. Baseball, football, big release week. Yep, we're going to more time this time than normal. We're actually going to spend a few minutes on that.
Okay. Don't get too excited. We got a few buys. We got a buddy coming on talking about a big purchase made in a little known breaking town called Geo Breaks. We hope you stick around for that. And then a huge mailbag segment Where do we get started, Mike? NFL?
We got 13 minutes left because then I'm done with this day. So this is your classic mail-in segment is what this is by me. We've both got a couple NFL notes. Do you have one you feel strongly about, or do you want to?
You know what my biggest point of NFL is this week? Okay. Why is nobody really taking off? Dak Prescott is doing.
Dak jumped huge.
He's doing some stuff.
Yep. Which makes me happy because I traded that Mac Jones last week for the Dak Prescott PSA 10 silver.
Did you really?
With a couple minutes left in that game, I thought I'd made a mistake because Mac led them down the field. I'm high on both those quarterbacks still. I like Mac. Mac gets beat. Not entirely his fault. Wasn't a great throw, but the tip, the interception, 7 yard by Diggs on the Cowboys, who's been out of this world this year. You know why I love Mac Jones? Very first play when they get the ball back, he goes right at Diggs again for a 75-yard touchdown. Yeah. I just thought, now granted, the safety should have laid that guy out. Should have been a 30-yard catch, 40-yard catch. But the fact that he went right back at him, I'm reading way too much into this, but I'm starting to be in on Mac Jones, man. From a viewer standpoint.
What do you mean starting to be? You've already, from a viewer. Okay,
yeah, I find myself like rooting for the kid. I don't need him to wipe his nose for 20 seconds when he's walking off the field like that. His camera's around, sweetheart.
Some would call that a sports boy move, but
that's sure. Okay. Well, that's something you would do. He would still be feeling his face if he were you. But I thought he played well. And granted, the second and third quarter, he was very quiet, borderline atrocious, just did nothing. Mm-hmm. But man, at the end of the game, he let him back down. I was sad that the defense failed him like it did.
But that being said, Mac Jones' value really has not done much.
Hasn't moved a whole lot, no, but I think he's going to stay. He came out really high after he got the starting job. I don't think it's going to come off anytime soon. He's staying high. I think he's a very safe investment right now. I'm still glad I moved it for the Dak Prescott because the Cowboys are now 5-1. Prescott with a crazy nice throw to CeeDee Lamb at the end of the game. I think CeeDee Lamb is a great buy right now. I think Dak Prescott is an interesting person. I don't know that you need to go out and buy Dak. Because just his silver alone, his 2016 Prism Silver, jumped the multiple sales, 1150 to 1200 last night and today.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was in the 900 range before that, 950. I don't know you need to go out and buy that right now.
It would seem like you're going to buy at the height of the market. I would maybe wait till next game.
I'm tempted to sell. I have one on hand, and I have the one coming in for the Mac Jones trade. I'm selling one for sure this week.
So
I may sell both.
This doesn't include today's number, so October 18th. But as of Sunday, he did have one sell. And I'm looking at the 2016 Prism PSA 10. This sold for $1,200.
By the way, I always say this. Those are all silvers in 2016.
Exactly. But this is the highest this card has been over the last year. So take it or leave it. If you think he's going to keep killing it, you know, but this may be the high.
Yeah, I mean, the exception to me is now, first of all, how much more growth is it regular season? But postseason, that's going to be a dangerous team, I've got to think. Now, they're the Cowboys, so I fully expect them to implode. However, I like Dak. If you've got him, I think you're in a good spot to hold and kind of you make your own way at this point. You're profitable no matter what right now. How far do you want to ride him? Mac Jones, I still think is a decent buy at this point, too.
As far as Mac Jones goes, I was just trying to find some card that has gone up in value. He does have his downtown card, the Donruss downtown raw card.
When you go downtown. I just saw that episode too. It all comes back to Seinfeld, baby. And I didn't interrupt you. I didn't interrupt you to say that.
You did actually. You broke me off.
I waited until you acknowledged my truth. Then I said it.
But yeah, that one popped up from like, I think 900 to like 1200 or something. But that was as of Saturday. So. No new sales on that card since then. But I was just trying to find something for Mac Jones. That's pretty much all I got.
A couple other quick quarterbacks, too. I was kind of joking. I'm also not. It's going to be a short show. I've got stuff to do today. It's
all right. Yep. Come on. Let's just cut it
Kyler
off.
Murray. Pull up his stats for the season, please. Kyler Murray stats.
Stop yelling.
Obviously, he won again yesterday. 4 more touchdowns. There's 6-0. Kyler Murray stuff across the board is still almost entirely lower than it was at the beginning of September. At his preseason crazy high, I do not understand it. Kyler's played great. I don't think there's any argument. I mean, I don't even think you can argue right now they are the best team in football. Now, we've not seen him doing the postseason. That's fine. But right now, that's the best team in football. I mean, his prism base, PSA 10, $400. It topped out again, beginning of September, it was 450. How is that cheaper now that he's 6-0? 30 days in the last 30 days, it's up about 6-7%. That's nothing. His Donruss base is super cheap. It's down a couple percentage points in the last 30 days. There's a couple cards that have been up 10-12%. The one thing that's weird about Kyler Murray, though, is his really high-end stuff. So, for example, his PSA Contenders rookie auto, over $4,000 now. That thing is way up, as it should be. Even his 9-5 of that same card earlier in October, last week, $4,500. His high-end stuff has really taken off. His low-end stuff, though, and again, Kyler's base is not the same as 2020 or 2021 base. The pops are way lower. I don't understand what the hesitation is with Kyler at this point.
So I've got a small theory, and it may mean nothing after you clarify. Are you familiar with QBR, the quarterback rating? How much value do you give to that?
I mean, some. Definitely some. But I don't... how much do I value it? When I look at a quarterback, I think it usually relates some. But okay. When I look at how it affects the quarterback's value, mm-hmm. not at all. Very little, if any.
They're the only undefeated team, right?
Correct.
So, but the only thing is his QBR is ranking him 6. It shows that he's on a downward trend. In
who's
fact.
Above him, just out of curiosity? Do you have the list?
Who do you think is number one? QBR.
I mean, if I had to go the guys above him, I would think Brady's above him this year.
Brady is below him.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is number 2.
Herbert.
Justin Herbert's number 1. Which, I mean, it kind of makes
Stafford?
Sense. Stafford is, no, Stafford's number 9.
Really? Josh Allen. I'll go
Josh,
all day now.
Josh Allen's number 4. So you got so number 1, number 2, Aaron Rodgers, number 4, Josh Allen.
I'm missing 3 and 5.
Yep. Come on. Come on.
Oh, God, this is embarrassing. I'm not prepared. I am not prepared for this.
Man, I'll tell you, one we're going
Dak
to.
Dak Prescott.
Nope. He really? Is number 8.
I would have thought Dak was up there.
He's right behind Tom Brady.
Brady's 7?
Yep.
Give me it.
I want to know how many people are yelling at their radios like,
this is gonna
why didn't you say Patrick Mahomes? Patty Mahomes is number 5.
I never would have thought that.
So
not again, this year. Two more interceptions yesterday, too.
Well, this is this is updated, so I don't know. I don't know
who's number 3.
Number 3 is actually I find it funny because you purposely told me to remind you to talk about him.
Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
See, this is why I don't think QBR is all that effective then.
Okay.
Mahomes and Lamar Jackson have not been great this year. I mean, Lamar's been great. I'm surprised by that number. Lamar's played excellent, but like even yesterday, again, 2 interceptions.
So okay. I was trying to pull up before, like, okay, how do you even calculate it? They say it's based off like quarterback's contributions to winning, including how he impacts the game on passes. Right.
So in other words, if like somebody throws a 2-yard screen pass and the running back makes an unbelievable move and runs 98 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah.
It looks great on paper. The quarterback's QBR wouldn't be affected all that much because it's like he made a 2-yard pass. It's more realistic than the QB rating, which is what the old thing used to be. So.
Okay. Well. The only reason I was looking at like QB rankings for this season, and I was trying to compare them to card values. And with him, at least it kind of like made sense as to he's been going down. Granted, he kind of peaked in early October, Kyler Murray, and he's been going down ever since. And it's kind of in line with the time he's been going down on that list. So I didn't know if it had anything to do with it in your opinion or not.
So the one Kyler Murray card I still own, the 2019 Select Field Level Silver PSA 10, that card is still kind of hovering in the $800-$900 range. I don't understand. I think Kyler is very cheap. And unlike Herbert, where I'm like, man, he's playing good. His prices have spiked. How much more can he do? I'm not saying they're going to go undefeated, but his pricing is nowhere near what it should be, in my opinion. And if you look at his values, just look at the charts across the board, go to Card Ladder or anywhere else. Like you can see there's been very little movement on his base stuff or raw stuff. I mean, and some of his stuff, like his optic hollow is down over the past 30 days slightly.
Herbert's?
Kyler Murray.
Oh, Kyler. Oh, I'm sorry.
How does that make any sense? So I think there's some of that where they just don't trust him. And by the way, I misspoke. Mine is the concourse level. The silver, that's worth a little bit more. Field level's worth 7. Concourse, like 950 to 1,000. Still, I bought that for a little under that, thinking it was going to shoot way up. So I'm very high on Kyler. The other guy, obviously, I talk about every week. if you watch the game early, I didn't watch the whole thing. Tua looked pretty good against the Jags. The Jags defense is not great, although it is by no means the worst in the league either. It is not great. They lost the game at the end. He had a horrible turnover. He played pretty good that game. That's what I was looking for. I mean, quite frankly, that was it. I wanted to see him come out and play good. He had better stats than I would have thought. And we saw it. His Prism cards had gone down as low as 115 to 120. Prism PSA 10s closed last night, multiples in the 140 range. Cool. 10 to 15% bump in price. Let's see what he does. Devontae Parker also didn't play. Probably his best receiver. Maybe second best with Waddle. I think Tua is going to be good enough where we're going to continue to see him play well here and there, and his pricing is going to come up. I'm still kind of the thought, one more good week and I can sell some Tuas. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
I am interested to see the response that the audience gives, because I feel like you've been getting like a lot of hate in the comments. Yeah.
It's funny. Even on Facebook yesterday, it was like, oh, Mike G, look, it's wrong again. If you watched that game and thought he looked terrible, I don't know what you were watching. Now, that's not to say I think he's a top 10 quarterback. I just think there's money to be made there. Pretty simple. That's it. So I still like Tua. One other quick NFL note, we can move on. Christian McCaffrey, this came out a couple days ago. He is on IR until at least week 9 now. So Sam Darnold, and now they're lost three games in a row. McCaffrey's obviously out. I think we may have missed our window to move Sammy D. I was talking about doing that. I don't think we ever did on Stars Talk.
No, so, I don't think we did.
If you want to buy a Sam Darnold card, check out StarStock. Use the promo code Nonsense. You get a free $10, and you can take a Sam Darnold card from me. Boom, roasted
for $10. Maybe not that cheap. Well, 12. We'll see.
You know what? Let's not talk numbers.
What's up? All right.
When's your anniversary, by the way? This was a big question.
We talked about it August? Like multiple times.
Nah, August 18th.
I didn't sing a song at the opening of the episode. That's probably why no one remembered. August 16th. Very close.
Did we record a show that day?
Not on that day. I don't believe. No. Yeah.
And you're not allowed to sing about. Yeah, I don't.
That's
care.
Fair. Yeah, you actually had the day. I really want to tell you though, like one of the things that we got you, because I think you'll really appreciate it, but it's nothing big.
Hannah nothing got big. Me. Are you gonna tell me right now?
No, I won't, because Sam would be upset.
Hannah got me two framed. They're like 12 by 14. They are the dog worn jerseys of Brady and Griffey. We used to put jerseys on them.
The dog worn jersey?
We used to put Griffey in a little Griffey jersey and Brady in a little Brady jersey. She got them both framed up for me. It's like I'm not going to lie to you. I'm pretty excited. They're going in the new office, center stage right behind me. You will see them in every podcast the show ever has.
When she said that the other night, I didn't hear the dog worn jerseys. I thought they were
actual jerseys
that she got you.
I got real jerseys on the wall autographed. These are dog worn.
Yeah. You know what? Money means nothing. Sentimentality is where this is going. I believe in it.
I also got a bunch of cereal.
Whoa.
What's it called?
Your wife got Smart, you cereal?
Smart Spoon. These people need to be sponsoring the show.
Why?
No sugar, no carbs. I was eating whatever their version of like chocolate something. I ate like half a box of that stuff the other day. It's like $10 a box. A little expensive. That's why we need a promo code or something. But I am all in on this sugar-free cereal.
Did you take the supplement? I want that supplement, by the way.
I did. Day one.
How do you feel?
Started today.
You feel great?
It's got a little bit of cayenne pepper or something mixed into it as well. You can't taste anything.
Okay.
But, so I got up early, worked out, because you have no food.
Can we say what the supplement is? Is that a thing?
I don't know how to say it, so I won't.
Oh,
for 3 hours before or after you take it, no food. It is a cleansing. I'll just say that.
Would you say it's a magic diet pill?
Yes.
That's why I'm going to take it. Working out is for suckers.
I'm excited.
It's going to be great. You know, we did our banter. We don't need to talk anymore.
We can be done right now.
Mailbag's done.
Releases? We're live on Whatnot Wednesday night, too, because we got rescheduled from Friday.
Are we still doing that on Wednesday? Yeah.
We got to do it. Plus, I want to sell some Dak Prescott cards. So, yes.
Okay. We'll just do it after the thing.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids' session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
All right, super busy release week in sports this week. Hopefully Jesse has some of this. You get 2021 Mosaic Baseball, 2021 National Treasures Collegiate Football, and 2021 Five-Star Baseball. Jesse, where do you want to start with these three?
Let's say them as I pull them up. So that being 2021 Panini Mosaic Baseball Hobby Box.
Okay, or do you want a case? Box is fine because I want you to actually give me the... So first time they've made Mosaic Baseball. I actually think this is kind of interesting. The price is under 200 still, right?
Yep.
What's the actual
price is 190.
Okay, retail. So you can probably get a little cheaper from your breakers, your shops, hopefully. What's the hit breakdown? In other words, if you click on that box, it'll say like this amount of autos, parallels, whatever.
Three autos, two okay. Mosaic red parallels, and five silver prisms.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. For under $200, I don't hate... It's Panini, so there's no logo. I know we've talked about this a little bit. I still kind of think this could actually be a cool product.
For that price, I think it could be okay. I deem everything cool or not cool when it comes to the value. Because it's like, it could... especially in this case, because it's not going to be the overall like rookie of anybody. So,
It will have rookies in it.
Sure, sure. But it may not be deemed as like, oh, that is their first card or anything.
So the checklist is not out, but like Cabrian Hayes, you're going to have Alec Baum, Nick Madrigal, Joe Adell. You're going to have a pretty good rookie auto class. It's going to be cheap like everything else has been cheap this year, quite frankly, because it just has been. Like everything baseball this year that was not prospects or not the Bowman stuff has come out fairly cheap. That's why I kind of like it. I think there's some inserts in there. You know, you've got the stained glass, which I think will sell pretty well. And then, yeah, I think you just treat it like anything else. If you pull nice numbered colored stuff, you sub it and get it graded quick and flip it. But I also think there's some value in holding this potentially. I mean, if you look at first year Prism stuff for baseball, it's through the roof now. So I do kind of wonder where this shakes out. I don't know. I'm actually genuinely kind of intrigued by that product. Like, I think for under $200, it's not a bad buy.
What do you think, like, okay, best case scenario, you get... I don't know. Who would be the best auto? Not a Trout, I guess, or Otani? No,
so Trout's tops only, Jeter's tops only. Like, does Griffey have autos in it? If like Griffey color autos would be a couple $100. You know, Otani, I would imagine, is probably... It depends on the checklist, which is not out yet.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of my thing. As someone who's more on the investment side than like the collecting hobby side, would be if I'm getting into this break on, you know, whatnot or wherever the case may be, I want to know, like, can I actually make some kind of decent return on it?
Yeah, I think the key is going to be like the Cabrian Hayes Mosaic Color Refractor Rookies. Are they going to sell for $6 or are they going to be $20? I think a lot of it's going to be just in the subsets and parallels. But I do. I'm genuinely kind of intrigued. Normally, new Panini baseball I'd just be down on, but I like the Mosaic brand for other sports, so I'm curious about that. Let's do five star next. Let's stay with baseball if that works for you.
Hey, what time did you wake up this morning?
6 on the dot. I've got my alarm set.
Why would you set your alarm? Oh, for the dogs?
No, I got busy days, man. I work. I got stuff to do.
On your anniversary day?
Don't worry about that. No days off, homie.
I was up at 4 a.m. I'm never awake earlier than you. I just wanted to try and make sure you knew that. So
that's disgusting.
I drove to the airport. It was fun.
You drove to the airport this morning?
Yeah, I was giving Jeremy a ride.
At 4 a.m.?
Yeah, it's an early flight.
Have you not heard of Uber?
I didn't book that flight. You know, I thought it'd be nice. It was a nice thing.
Be nice? What?
Don't you have a friend? You would give me a ride to the... Well, you might not.
You know what I did last time we went to the airport? I left my car there. I paid to park. It was $10 a night. That's a real friend.
I'm sorry, Richie Rich.
That's a real friend. $10 a night. We actually got a Groupon for it. I didn't even know Groupon still existed.
Oh, here we go.
All right, give me that five star.
All right, 2021 Topps five star baseball hobby box.
250.
On the dot.
Is it? Okay. Five star is interesting. Two autos per, almost all on card. You get some savage patch autos. Like if you look at the sales sheet, there's a Jeter, Mariano, Judge, triple auto. You've got like the, you know, bat knob Trouts, the logo patches of Griffey, Soto, Bryce Harper. Super, super vet heavy, which I like. You've also, you're going to have a bunch of rookies in there as well. Again, official checklist, not totally out yet. You're going to get, here's the problem with five star. Five star is one of those, a mosaic I would rip personally. I'd rip a box for $180 because I think you, even a bad box, you piece together the base, the rookies, you grade some, you can do okay. Five star, there's no base. It's just two autograph cards. You can get absolutely murdered. You can get two.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking.
$5
to $10 cards. Huge risk, huge reward to me with five star. Five star to me as a product, rather than spend like a bunch of money buying boxes, $1,000 buying boxes, I would rather spend $1,000 and buy my team in a bunch of full case breaks. Like if I'm chasing Griffey for $1,000, I can probably get the Mariners in five or six cases. I'd do that, or seven cases. Because that's the one where all of a sudden one card pays for everything and you get something you like. But I like it. Super premium. I really like five star. Don't get me wrong. This is not the type of product I would rip like personal ball. I just think it's too high risk to go personal with.
Did you or Eddie get any of these or no?
Yeah, actually. Oh, I forgot to mention that too. So I'm actually breaking Wednesday. I think I'm getting a case of Mosaic, at least two cases of five star, I'll do PYTs. I like pick your team breaks for this. You can come in and pick the team you want. You're probably chasing somebody specific. And I'll have some NT collegiate football as well. I got to figure out how we're doing that. That stuff is expensive. But yeah, I like five star. Five star, again, is one of the few products every year I usually buy into a couple breaks chasing Griffey. Almost exclusively, I'll just buy the Mariners. So,
did you want to like loop in a promotion for five star sellers since their names are the same?
Oh, yeah. There you go. If you're looking to consign your cards, Matt Sellers, five star cards.
Take your five star to five star.
Matt's a great dude. I like Matt. I'm glad you said that. Yeah, I'm happy to promote Matt anytime. I like that guy.
You're welcome. All right.
Thank you. He's on Facebook and website. All right,
we gave him enough.
Good enough. Go.
2021 Panini National Treasures College Football Hobby Box.
Four box case.
Did you say four box case? Oh, four box case.
It's a four box case. Okay. Aren't these like, how much are they? Like $1,200 a box? $1,400 a box?
14.
Oof.
Eight cards per pack.
That's six autos?
So for $1,400, you're getting eight cards.
How many autos a box?
Let's see.
Or patches.
Box break. Seven autos or memorabilia. One base or
one numbered base card. Here's the good and the bad. Right off the bat, it's college uniform, which I don't generally like. This is one of the few products I don't mind it because the patches a lot of times have stupid nice logos from college, like bowl games and stuff. Your quarterbacks are going to sell really, really high. For that price, though, again, I don't think you can touch this stuff, personal boxes, personal cases, not to rip. And I don't love throwing the stuff on the shelf to hold long term because, again, it's college. This, to me, is, again, almost exclusively a product to break. I think we'll end up doing this like a serial number break per box. So like for $140, you get one serial number. It'll be numbered 0 through 9. Mm-hmm. So any card like number 2 of 10, number 22 of 99, the last number on the left-hand side is what you would get. So like the 2 spot would get 2 of 10, 2 of 20, 2 of 30, you know, 2 of 25, whatever. Mm-hmm. Obviously the 1 spot would then get all 1-of-1s. I think that's how I'm going to break this one, is just go I think. Because I don't think everything in there is numbered 99 or less.
Do you know what you're selling the spots for?
I mean, we're always below blowout retail. So whatever. So how much are they a box? 1,400?
14. Mm-hmm.
This will probably be 1,300 or 1,200, so somewhere in that range.
8 cards per pack. So 8 divided
expensive.
By that. Yeah.
Well, if you're doing a serial number, though, you do 10 spots because it's serial number. So not everybody gets something.
Oh, man. Right?
Otherwise, you do a hit draft. So everybody gets a card. But now you're talking $8 a card. So what is that? 150. So probably like $160. You're guaranteed a card, but some of those are going to be $2 relics and whatever. Yeah. It's expensive. Yeah.
Oof. But there are some things in there that are going to be worth.
There's some monster cards. You're going to have some thousand, some four figure, probably five figure cards in there. But yeah, I don't know. We'll have to talk to Eddie and see how he wants me to break that. But yeah, either way, I will be live Wednesday with 5-star Mosaic and NT College Football. Yeah, we'll see. Of the three, I go 5-star Mosaic, then NT College. I like Mosaic. I'm very curious about Mosaic. So I'll be curious to see how the public responds to, like, how do customers like it. It's always kind of hit and miss. So real quick, this week's buys, then we'll get to the mailbag. Oh, then we'll get to Justin. We already recorded. We're going to plug Justin in the middle and then mailbag at the end?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the plan. I also have, I've got two buys. So,
well, let me get my crap out of the way and the people want to hear yours. Look yeah, at the Instagram obviously. Likes. Most it is most really, liked posts, dude.
It is funny how that's been going. Yeah.
They love the sports boy. They should.
Smart boy.
By the way, Jesse released a couple of videos on our YouTube this week too. Sports Cards Nonsense YouTube. There you go. I bought a Mike Trout Museum, Topps Museum framed, the gold framed auto number to 10. They're like $700. I paid like $6. Super nice card, on card, awesome card. And the other one is actually pretty cool for my office. It is a full-size game-used base with the little plaque like on the side of it from a Red Sox-Mariners game, and it's autographed by Dave Ortiz, and it has dirt on it from Fenway. So
that's pretty cool. It
cost me like $450-ish, somewhere in that range. I saw him going for like $550 to $600, so I got a little bit of a deal on it, and it's going right in the background. The new shelf at the house will have plenty of space for it. I'm going to put that right behind me.
Very
there
nice.
There you go.
Okay.
What's your buying?
So I mentioned this on one of the eBay, or not eBay videos. I mentioned this on the collectible video, which, by the way, anybody who is into fractional at all, we basically, this video, we didn't do a walkthrough or anything. It was like, what does Mike view has real value here and what doesn't? And so, you know, there's good and bad in there, but there is definitely some things that could have some decent return on investment. But again, we get it. If you're straight, you want a card in your hand. Maybe not for you, but for some, I think you'll really enjoy it. That being said,
there's a crazy nice Brady coming up on there we previewed.
Yes. Yeah. But that being said, I got two of the same card, just different grades. I got Shaquille O'Neal.
The Shaqness.
The sure. Shaqness, if you will. 92 tops card, 362. I got a PSA 9 and a PSA 10 of it. I swear to you, as soon as I go to buy this card, this card, like the PSA 10 was going for like $230 or something. And I ended up paying like, I don't know, $260, I want to say, for the PSA 10. But that's because everyone started bidding these things up at the same. I don't know if they all saw this. The reason I went out there was because I was watching some Shaq highlight thing and he was drinking from a bottle of water. And I realized how magnificently large this man is. And I get it. As a large man, you appreciate other.
We
large
already
men.
Talked about this in the podcast, right?
No. We talked about this on the collectible video. Bottom line is, I hope his heart doesn't give out, but if he ever does, I want to have a piece of him to remember.
I think we talked about this on the podcast last week.
No, we didn't, because I hadn't bought these at that time. You're remembering when we recorded on Friday.
I'm not remembering that. I remember nothing.
bottom line is, I wanted a little Shaq. And it looks like other people did too, because ever since then, they've started going up in value.
I'll tell you what else is going up in value. The sports boy's opinion in the hobby space.
Do you think so? Do you think that's a thing?
You're taking over, bro.
Guys, that's cool. Thanks for saying that, everybody.
other thing, brand new newsletter came out today. Today was part 1 of 9 of the SGC PSA huge grading breakdown. I say huge. It's just the introductory article. Jesse also had an article in there on like dollar cost averaging, ROI type stuff. So
to clarify, I had an article on nothing, Okay. There was, we had
to clarify, Mike, everything you just said is wrong.
We had a very fine gentleman by the name of John McTaggart put together a NBA extensive review. I think on just about every team, except someone commented, he left out the Memphis Grizzlies. Sorry, Vernon. And
really?
Anybody else who cares. Yes. Apparently they're not in there, but John, thank you very much. Also, John Dudley, who put together the SGC. This is all about ultra-modern baseball.
Seems like it's all about how, Johns, if I'm being honest.
It is. J-O-H-N. Not even J-O-N. But he put together SGC versus PSA for ultra-modern baseball. There will be other sports cards relative to how they're selling graded. Cool. So, and the thing you're referring to, the dollar cost averaging thing, we put that on TikTok and YouTube Shorts. It's just like
that's
literally
right.
a 45
it's
second
mentioned,
thing.
Though, in the...
Yes, it is mentioned in
you
the
did
it. In
you
the
actually
nonsense
did some of the
letter.
Cool, like, dancing teenager graphic stuff. Like the
I know.
I was proud
you know,
of you.
I'm trying.
So now I know
I'm
you
trying.
Can do that, so why don't you step up on two? Just kidding. All right, I got like 10 minutes left. I don't want to get yelled at on my anniversary.
Yeah, let's do
did
newsletter.
Simmons, Ronick, did Simmons mailbag. Mention anything about my anniversary to you? Did he send a card?
Did it, Ronick?
Any?
I didn't hear from that.
You didn't hear that?
That got lost in the mail, or that's in the P.O. box. When was the last time you checked
could
it?
Could be in the P.O. box.
It's all in right. the P.O. box. All right. Well,
that's fine.
Now we know.
Thanks, Bill. That's
cool. Ronick, make sure Bill hears that part.
All right. So we teased at the beginning of the show. We also recorded this at the beginning of the show, but now we're actually going to play the interview with my buddy Justin. He's got a savage. He's got a cool story. You'll hear about some of that too. It's pretty quick. We're going to work this in and then we'll come back with mailbag to close out the show. All right. So let's introduce my buddy Justin Bozak. As we just found out, it has an S, but it's pronounced with a Z. Justin, tell us about the greatest hit in the history of the world of sports cards, please.
Thanks, guys. So
you like that intro? You see that? We don't even mess around. There's no small talk here.
We hop right in.
Bam. Right to the six-figure card. That's what we want to know about.
Six figures? I didn't know it was that big.
I don't know. I'm curious.
We're going to see. So, yeah. I was at work, you know, and I got a Facebook message. Flawless break over on Geo Breaks with Eddie, Harry Hands.
Not a sponsor. No, wait. No, they are a sponsor. I'm sorry.
Totally.
Hold your tongue, Jesse.
And just grabbed the last two spots, $385 a spot. You know, I've been breaking with Geo Breaks for 2 years. Always love doing these bigger breaks because this is where the big hits are hitting. So I was on the road, was showing some homes, and you know, all of a sudden I'm getting pinged left and right by everybody in the group. Come check this out. I go into the group, you know, they're live, and I'm like, oh, cool, who hit that? And they're like, you hit that. I was like, nah, I didn't. That's not my card. I didn't even know I had the Bengals. And lo and behold, NFL Shield, flawless Joe Burrow, one of one card.
Yeah, it's pretty savage. We're gonna post on our socials again too, because it is the booklet. Which I like. I'm partial to booklets. I just think they look way better. Full size Shield on one side, full size auto on the other. So I kind of had this, and the reason we had Justin on too. So Justin's fairly new to the game in the last 2 years, like most of our audience, I would say. Probably even a little bit longer than most of our audience. So you pull a card like that. We talked that night. I think I told you, I was like, yeah, I think it's like 25 grand. Mm-hmm. I think I'm low. I think I'm really low, hopefully. So what's like your process then for a guy who jumps in a break? Again, you're not some 10-year, 20-year seasoned veteran. What do you do when you hit a card like that?
Well, and just to be clear, Justin, did you have any, like, did you collect growing up at all, or was this completely brand new?
Yeah, I collected back in the 90s. I stopped when I got into high school. You know, you get to different things. But, you know, I kept my cards. So I pulled them out, obviously, once I found out that, you know, cards were a thing again. But I had some reference, but yeah, the game changed. I mean, we weren't grading back in the day or anything like that. It was just, you know, your top loaders and, you know, throw it in a shoebox. That's it.
Exactly. Just throw in a shoebox, ding every corner you can, pull it out in 20 years, call it a day. So what do you do? You hit this card. What's the process behind where it's at? Because it's at golden right now, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So give us like the process into that whole thing.
My initial thought was hold it. I mean, everybody was thinking it's a $25,000-$30,000 card. So I figured, hey, you know, this is a really cool card. You know, Burrow is young. He has a lot of room to grow. So I figured, you know, let me just wait and see, you know, let me get into the season here. And then we saw some cards at Golden that were some of the one of ones and the flawless Herbert sold for $220,000. So I was like, this is kind of getting crazy. If I'm going to take a chance at it, I don't know what I'm holding, right? Is it a $50,000 card, $100,000 card, $150,000 card? If it's a $100,000 card, I just looked at my collection as a whole and I said, I'm too vested into Joe Burrow at this time. If something happens to him, you know, that wouldn't be good for me, I think, you know, because I could take this money, I could use it to flip into different cards. You know, the plan is to maybe diversify it. So I'm actually going to just reinvest that money back into Golden and not take a check and stay off the IRS radar or whatever it is. Get some cards.
I don't know if you know this.
Don't tell them.
Pretty
they
big
listen.
Podcast here. Your plans may have just been thwarted. So you're just going to keep the balance with Ken and you can just buy off his auction. I didn't even know that was an option. Actually.
Yeah. It's an option. Okay. I actually bought some stuff in the last auction, you know, told him to hold it. The thought is to just get some cards, maybe sell some of them because I've been buying from Golden, I think since January, early this year. And I think there's a real niche for cards that, you know, are under $5,000. I don't think those cards are as appreciated on the platform. So I've been
You can get steals. Yeah, you can get some absolute steals for the cheaper. I say cheaper on that platform, $5,000 and less is cheap.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I agree with you.
So I've been sniping stuff, you know, for the last 11, 12 months, you know, and it's there is a buyer premium. So you have to kind of know and do your math when you're bidding and understand that. It's 20% on top of whatever the final bid is. But I've been getting stuff for 20 to 30% under comps. And all the stuff on there is graded, which is nice. It's not like you're buying like a raw card. It's either graded or it's encased. That's it.
So let me ask you this. So for the Burrow, what's your arrangement of seller side? How much of the, it goes for $100,000. How much of that do you get?
I get 100%.
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah. Nice. I was wondering, I knew there was a buyer's premium. I was curious if there was a sell. So the big question, I have a number in my head that I'm very specific with. What's your number on this? Gun to your head right now. It's a hypothetical gun. We don't believe in violence here, Justin. Gun to your head. What's this thing close? Because it closes this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, correct?
Correct, yes.
Give me the number, Jay. And then we're going to have Jesse do it as well, even though he has no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I'm
I take it back.
I'm going to shoot it at 40. I think the issue with the booklets is there's no comps for them. Nobody's really removed any of the booklets. So there's some cards that I think that are inferior that have sold for more, like the Burrow Gems card, one of one. You know, nice card, but there's no auto, there's no patch. It's just a bunch of gems that I know that aren't valued at $50,000. And the picture of Joe Burrow on the back that closed at $50,000.
That's the one that caught me. That I was like, this is stupid. It's a dumb looking card.
Yeah,
I know it's nice. I see your card with a full shield, full picture, like two cards together because it's a book. Okay, so you're at 40, Jesse.
I'm gonna go ahead and say, when did the $50,000 one sell?
A month ago, two months ago.
2 months ago.
I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy.
Is he going to go $40,001?
$52,000. I think it's going to go for more.
I don't ever like being the most optimistic person in the room. I'm going 72-22. 72-22, just 7 and 4 twos. $72,222.
Why? No, it doesn't matter. I think what you got here is something kind of amazing, too, because Joe Burrow, it's not like he has done terrible over the last 2 months.
He's been great.
Right?
He's been killing it.
Four and two. So you're in a position where obviously to someone who knows cards, Mike looks at the one that sold previously for $50,000 and it didn't look as good. He's now performed very well. Why couldn't it or shouldn't it go for more? I get your stance, though, taking a more conservative viewpoint. You don't want to get your hopes too high.
I want this to set the record, though. Biggest card ever pulled by me or Eddie at Geo Breaks is a Zion RPA that did $65,000 like a month ago. I want this to break the record. I'm not adding the buyer's juice either. I want straight auction price above 65.
Oh, so that's a good question. All right. So for the layman, which is me in this room, so you said you get 100% of whatever it sells for, but that is 100%, even if that includes the 20% buyer's fee, or no, that's not including that. So they get all the buyer's fee. And if you want to auction anything with Golden, there's really no additional fee to you, right? There's nothing else that you're paying for?
Not for this card, no. If it was a lower end card, then yes, they charge a premium too. But so let's say it closes for, you know, 60,000. You're at
or 72,222.
There you go.
You say that.
So if you're adding the 20% on top, you know, that's another 14 and change. That means it's going to close, you know, for 86 when they run their comps. The cool thing about Golden is you can actually check all the past auctions and see all the closed comps to see exactly what everything's selling for. I mean, so that's what really got me excited when I was looking back at some of these exclusive, you know, Super Bowl championship cards, the Flawless cards, the Baker Mayfield Shield just sold for over 100,000. You know, all those.
That's another one shocking to me. Who's paying that for Baker and then Burrow? Yeah, that's why I'm high on the Burrow card now.
Are any of us getting paid by Golden, by the way? I feel like really.
Speaking about getting paid, is Justin the most well-dressed guest we've ever had?
I once had a button-up shirt and you made fun of me and I never did it again.
I don't think you looked as good as Justin did. I'm just going to tell you that right now. So here's another question, Justin. I don't want to keep up your, I know you're busy over there. I tell people you're running the world of real estate in the Northeast region of the country. That's pretty accurate in my opinion.
You work for Remax, don't you?
Remax works for him. Don't get it twisted, pal.
Plug.
Justin, you've been back in the game like 2 years, you know, give or take a little bit. So I am curious, just kind of your ballpark, because obviously, I mean, me and you have known each other. I know your story a little bit. We're friends, but we have a lot of people like, hey, I've been back in for 2 years, for 6 months, for a year, whatever. 2 years and less seems to kind of be our mark. Like, people have been in for that amount of time or less. What have you found to be like the sweet spot? Because I know you're kind of a PC guy, but you're also a buy and flip guy, kind of like me. We have the same, you know, kind of outlook there. What have been kind of some of your honey holes? Or like, what have you found that works really well? I don't know if honey holes is the right word. Is that?
I don't know.
We can cut that, Ronick.
We should just keep going.
It's a good analogy. Honey holes, baby. Let's go. So,
yeah. Honey holes. Brought to you by Remax. Perfect.
That's a new segment.
Sure.
Let's go, Jesse. Say it.
I refuse. I will not be recorded.
So, yeah, it's been really grading. Has been that sweet spot. Right now, it's obviously different because it's very tough to grade. So now I've kind of moved to, you know, acquiring maybe some of the bigger cards. It is kind of, you are taking more of a risk to acquire a $300-$500 card and then grade that. You know, back in the day, I was, I'd buy maybe 20 of the same card. You know, usually off of CompC, which is a cool website where you can buy raw cards and really see the accurate condition of the card. And I would actually, you know, get them and look through them. I have my own scope and light and everything. Got pretty good vision. And, you know, if 10 of them look good, I'd submit the 10. And maybe out of the 10, I'd go 50-50. The other 10, I'd ship back to CompC, you know, and then, you know, get whatever I can get for it raw. But yeah, I mean, you know, right now I've been kind of moving towards more autographs and or patch autos and more of the rare graded stuff just to hold in my collection. I think that the swings aren't going to be as great as they were when you could grade for, you know, $15 a card, $20 a card and submit a lot of that base stuff or, you know, the Bowman Chrome first stuff or maybe the rookies that, you know, haven't popped yet. So yeah, I mean, that's the thing about the hobby is it's like every couple months it changes, you know? So, there isn't necessarily a sweet spot that I think you can actually fit into and think that this is all I'm going to do. Because like last year, if you talk to me, you know, I was going to, you know, start submitting to PSA for a bunch of my buddies, you know, so that's out the window.
That totally changed.
I was submitting to PSA direct and I was sending them a lot of cards and I was trying to get, you know, my spend up with them to go that route. And then obviously they change the game and how they do things. So, I mean, it's just now realizing that, okay, if I want to grade, it's got to be a higher value card. So now I have less cards. I have less slabs. So I'm buying less, but I'm buying higher end stuff. And the return on that stuff probably isn't going to be as great, you know, because if you're buying a $1,000 card, $1,500 card, you know, there's some things baked into that already. You know, it's not like sure. It was, you know, like when I bought my first big card in November 2019, Juan Soto purple Bowman Chrome Auto for $1,000, where, you know, that's now.
That was your first big card?
That was my first big card. And I actually got it from somebody in the Geo Briggs group. He just put it up. Somebody had not paid for it.
$1,000.
Hey, I got to move this. And that was after the World Series. So I was heavy into Soto because Acuna was high. And I just did the metrics. I'm like, this makes no sense. Soto should be worth closer. You know, he was like half of Acuna. I'm like,
yeah, it was dirt cheap.
Yeah, at least give me the 75%. So I had been buying him big time. And when I saw that pop up and the kid said, I just got to move it, $1,000. Card's 15 grand now. You know, I don't think that's going to.
Did you sell it?
No, I have that.
You still have
it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one of my favorite
cards. Nice. Okay. Sheesh. So I'm in on the grading too. Like, you know, I try to be, but yeah, for me, it's changed too. I used to never be cheap with grading. To me, it was always 100, 200 bucks and higher. And now I'm kind of like, you know, if I can grab the $20 to $30 stuff that will 3X at SGC, or if it's a little higher and it will at least 2.5X at PSA with a 10, I'm kind of like, cool, I'll still run the gauntlet there. But I do think you bring up a good point. There's no like formula. I think 2 years ago, had me and you spoken then, the conversation would have been pretty simple. Buy up everything raw, Bowman first stuff, rookie stuff, stay away from football at the time because who cared about football, and just grade everything. And now that the metrics have certainly changed on that, but... yeah, it's been a wild. That's wild that that was your first big card coming back. Sheesh, a purple stinking Soto. Yeah.
It's nice to hear from someone who's gotten into it a little more recently, you know, because that's, I feel like that's the majority of listeners coming into the show at this
point. Yeah, see, that's why I like Justin, because like I said, I've known Justin for a while, and the Burrow thing was something I wanted to talk about anyways. Like, that's a huge card. That's good for our other business anyways on Geo Breaks. It's a cool story too. Like, you spend a couple $100 and you maybe get a $50,000 card. So I did want to highlight that, but I also just like Justin's story. And Justin's, he's not doing, this is a side hustle for you, I know. Like, you're very successful in your other business. I think there's a lot of people like you in the game now, though. Like, dudes who just like sports and are coming back. Like, that seems to me to be the guys who are now in the hobby.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, I think a lot of people, you were doing your DraftKings or betting on the games and doing the fantasy and stuff like that. And I tell people that, you know, I missed my parlay, this and that. I'm like, dude, why aren't you buying into the actual players and the cards? You know, for me, you know, I feel like, you know, whether they win or lose, like, I'm not going to lose my entire bet. You know, Lamar Jackson loses a game, it's all right. He's going to come back next week and play. And that, I still have a card that's worth money. And I think a lot of people are actually doing that. And you know, I look at my collection almost as a diversification as far as like what's happening. You know, so I have some Lamar, I have some Mahomes, I have a couple Josh Allens. You know, and when they play well, and I feel like, you know, and you say this all the time, you know, if you feel like they're at a peak, you know, I'll move some stuff and then I'll try to buy in. Like right now, Mahomes, I'm looking to buy some Mahomes because I think maybe some people are trying to get rid of them.
Great buy.
Yeah. And again, I think in theory, most of the people that have the higher end Mahomes, they're not moving that stuff cheap.
No, they know what they have.
Yeah, they don't care about what's going on, that they lost a couple games. Not a big deal. But I think, as you can see with like Lamar right now, I've been buying him up, you know, since the summer, just thinking like he's just so talented. It's so fun to watch him play. I know, you know, everybody thinks like, hey, the legs, they're going to go out at some point. But this guy wins a Super Bowl in Baltimore. I mean,
it's going to get nuts.
Yeah. I mean, he's so cheap in comparison to even Josh Allen now. And the guy's got an MVP.
Yep. No, he's wild, man. Well, hey, Justin, I appreciate you taking a few minutes. So again, if you're interested in a crazy Joe Burrow, it's the one of one from 2020 Flawless. It's the booklet, one of one auto on one side, shield on the other. I think it closes Saturday night, right? At Golden. Is that right?
Saturday or Sunday? Yeah, I'm not even sure.
Okay.
I should probably find out.
And we'll update it. We'll update on next Monday show.
How now casual are you? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, it's $50,000 card. Don't
Whatever.
Worry about it.
Yeah.
Seriously. No.
You're just going to go sell a house today and make three times that. No big deal.
Good deal. Appreciate the time, man. We'll catch up with you and we'll update the audience on Monday's show with the sale price.
Sounds great, fellas. Thanks.
And now for the mailbag. In case you needed that, Ronnie, you got it. All right.
Keep that in, by the way.
Dan Witte wants to know, what's the likelihood of Curry's rookie cards, Steph, not Seth, taking a jump this season?
I think the Warriors are going to be good. I think there's a strong possibility they're going to go up.
I hope you're right. I love Steph. I think he's underrated and he's highly rated. So, Adam Lawrence Novak.
This is our guy from National.
Talk about outkicking your coverage.
Oh, this is because I posted the picture of my wife.
Yeah. Oh, did she allow that? Does she know that?
Well, she doesn't know, or she will soon.
Oh, boy.
That's just how I roll, Adam. Sometimes big personality. Sense of humor.
Okay, you need to tone it Boston down. You're accent. At least, you're a physically fit man. If anyone outkicked their coverage, it was me. You did, but I way outkicked mine. I would say my sports boy kick was better than yours. So.
Way better. The discrepancy between you and her is way greater. That's fair.
Most people assume we're brother and sister. We'll just say
that. Really?
That's yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. Similar complexion, apparently. Jordan Joseph. Okay. Happy anniversary. What marriage advice do you have to offer us card sports freaks? I honestly thought you could answer that because you do have advice.
It's funny. We got a bunch of these cards. Like, I actually read the, I don't usually do this because I like to be surprised. There were a bunch of questions like, how do you make cards work with a, if you're going to make a business out of it, do it like anything else. Be transparent with your wife. And I didn't start by just throwing all of our money at things. Like, I had to kind of show her the track record that, hey, this could be a sustainable business and hobby. And I kept her in the loop on most decisions. Now I don't. It's way different now. She doesn't want to know. She knows the formula has worked. It's doing well. So, hey, I'm going to go spend X amount of dollars on a card. I don't really have to do that anymore. But yeah, at the very beginning, and the flip side of that is Hannah is good with keeping me grounded. Because you know this too, I have a very addictive personality. If I were just going to focus on business without her, it would be it would pull me away from everything.
Mm-hmm.
To the detriment of everything else around me, including more important things. So she has been very good with saying, hey, that's cool. Put the cards, shut off Facebook for the day. Put your stupid cards away. Don't talk about Tom Brady today. Like, chill out.
You've gone days without talking about Tom Brady?
Never. So she has been a very good balancing influence in that regard. And she's been doing that for 13 years.
13 years? Anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Yep. Okay, wow. Let's ask Ronnie again. Did Bill call yet?
Did he now?
In the meantime.
All right. Kenny, thank you, Jordan, for caring. Kenny Kalungi. Nope. What do you think the market will accept as the go-to Burrow, Tua, and Herbert rookie card 10 years down the road?
I still think Prism is going to be very good and very popular for all those guys, but I don't think there's going to be just the one. Like, the Contenders Auto will always be very popular. Prism Silvers will stay popular. Mosaic Optic, National Treasures Patch Auto. There's going to be plenty that are still very well respected in 10 years.
Okay. Did you take into account the whole Fanatics thing?
Yeah, I mean, because obviously, okay. So one of two things, either those things are gone, those brands are done in a few years, in which case it adds nostalgia to these years they did exist, or they continue to license out the brand, buy the brand, whatever, and we still have those brands going forward. And again, still popular.
Okay. So David Brock, you may be familiar with his earlier questions and or quiz questions for you. He has brought us another mystery player question for you. All right. We have two players. Your job is to figure out who they are. They are NFL players. Player A, age 26, 52 games, 62.4%. I guess that's completions. 12,589 passing yards, 81 out of 46. I'm sorry, 81 touchdowns, 46 interceptions, 512 rushing yards, 5 rushing touchdowns. All right. Player A.
Josh
Player
Allen.
B. Player B.
Lamar Jackson.
Age 27. 64.1% in pass completion, 54 games. 10,600 passing yards, so about 200 less. 64 touchdowns, 20 less. 37 interceptions, 10 less. 1,084 rushing yards, 9 rushing touchdowns.
I'm going to go with player B, Lamar Jackson.
All right. It is not Lamar Jackson.
Kyler Murray.
The point of this is to point out how one gets a lot more credit, even though the other one outperformed. Player A gets a lot more credit.
So they got to be like 3 years older, like from the 2018 draft. They've played 3 full seasons. It sounds like 50 games plus this year.
That sounds right. Yeah.
It's not Josh Allen, either one of them?
No. Actually, I don't know if the second player, well, if he's 27, he must still be playing. The name just doesn't sound familiar to me at all. Player A, Baker Mayfield.
Oh, I should have known that. Okay.
Player B, this is one I'm not familiar with, Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, God, really?
And he says, the point is that Mayfield has had better weapons his whole career, yet has worse stats than a guy everyone dunks on.
Yeah, because Trubisky
is a total sell.
Trubisky's not even starting this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, that's a good one. I should have got Baker. I never would have got Trubisky.
I think he wants to know, though, is Baker a sell?
Baker, yeah. We were talking about Baker 4 weeks ago. He was a sell preseason. Remember, for some reason, his stuff was like the highest on the card letter player index. He was like the highest.
That's right. That's right.
Whatever. His profit margin was crazy.
Yes.
Stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, if you hadn't sold him yet, though, I think now you got to hold and see what he does because they've cooled way down. So.
Okay. Thanks, David. We appreciate the fun games.
Mitch Trubisky.
Is that what we're calling him?
That's what they call him.
I like that.
the biscuit.
All right, let's run through these a little quicker. Von Bailey, what is a meaningful comp? So most auctions have very little activity but are used as comps. Number of bids and bidders is just as impactful as pop count. Most eBay auctions are not done by people with significant followings. And he also put this, bin not frequently referenced. What is bin? B-I-N. Now. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, and buy it nows are useful. Like if auction prices are similar and then you have buy it nows, as long as things are paid for too, for the most part, which that's what usually 130 will show you that, the ones that have been paid for. And then the auctions, yeah. I mean, I don't like things that have one bid and they have a high starting price. Like $1,000 for a $600 card, one bid, and it's relisted. So I think you have to look at it, like he said, the number of bids, the feedback of the highest bidders. But yeah, and then just kind of look at the pattern of the card in general, too.
Okay. Let's see. Jimmy Webb, Grayson Allen, 2018 PSA 10 silver is around $60 and only 176 pop. Would you buy or pass since he's with a new team?
He just got traded. Where do you go, Milwaukee?
Grayson Miller
Allen
is Grayson Allen.
There you
he's
go.
Miller.
I Reggie Miller.
Something. Sure. Let's see. Grayson is basketball player for Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep. Okay. He got traded to the Bucks. He was with the Jazz. Yeah. He was with the Jazz. No, I don't. I just don't think he's anything more than a role player. So no, I'd be very surprised if we see any movement in his hobby value.
Question from Ruben Mitchell. Question for Sports Boy. What would drive celebrity card prices up or down? Would big movie deals drive these prices up? I'm going to be completely transparent with you. I've tried to find out what's moving these cards. It does not appear to be like movies or anything like that. For instance, Johnny Depp cards like are going for like $250, which doesn't seem like a ton of money. But they've been doing that. And there's been a lot of controversy around him. From my point of view is right now, celebrity cards are a little bit more of a niche, like fun thing. I don't know how many people are out there collecting these. I think for right now, like I've been getting just off the wall fun ones, like the Al Borland, the George Costanza ones, like they're signed by the actual actors, just because it's like, it's kind of kitschy, you know, it's entertaining, but at the same time,
you're saying
I do
kitschy
think,
and niche. Is that correct?
I just mixed them together.
Okay.
I do think that if there are guys that you see are getting bought, then those cards may continue to go up in value at this time because celebrity cards just, I don't know, it's not just me. Celebrity cards are going up in value. So I can't point to exactly what it is right now, but if it seems popular, go with it.
I can point to what it is. Just like Shaq. You've been talking about it in the market. Oh,
you think I'm having a pump and dump?
By the way, you know what's funny? You mentioned the other day when ETH was at like 39.42. You texted me.
How'd you like that? How'd you like that?
You know, it's interesting. Literally, from the moment I opened that text, it has done nothing but drop. So you have still
I was
got
allowing
your
you
touch.
To buy back in. I wanted you to buy in. You're low.
I think Andrew. You know I am liquidating things right now to pay for other things. So not
yes.
helpful.
Well, I apologize. Right, it'll be at $4,000 like an hour.
Save for the show.
What do people mean by the true RPA? Vertical versus horizontal?
It's the one that comes. This is a common question. This is the stupidest thing ever anyways. Not question. Okay. Just every product will have a bunch of Trevor Lawrence patch autograph cards. The true RPA, though, is the one where when you look through the set, like if Tom Brady base card is number one, all the veteran jerseys 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever. The true RPA on the back will just have the actual number. It is just the one that falls in line in the actual set. They call it the true because it is the base set of rookie patch autos as opposed to insert sets of rookie patch autos.
Andrew Lee, that question needed to be asked.
That was a good question. Yeah, yes. I think it's stupid, though, that sometimes the true RPA will outsell some of the inserts. And at the end of the day, it's a piece of jersey on a card and an autograph on the card. Why does one sell for much more than the other? It's never made any sense to me.
How many more do you want? I've got a number of them.
17.
Really?
No. Give me like three more. Get out of here.
Anniversary. All right. Anniversary day. Kevin Armstrong. Has the 2020 QB draft class, Burrow, Tua, Herbert, surpassed the 2004 class? Eli,
no,
Roethlisberger?
No. Four Super Bowls to none. To no appearances. Let's pump the brakes.
Okay.
You've got three Hall of Famers in that class. You don't have any in this class yet. So, no.
All right, Kevin, you got me in trouble on that one. All right, take it easy, bud. God. Ricky Tippett. Ricky Tippett, thanks. Do you think we're going to see the same huge prices for this year's NBA rookies, Cade, Suggs, etc., as we have for LaMelo, Zion?
You got to differentiate then. Zion was a different level than LaMelo. I think this one will be similar to last year's class.
You do? Wasn't last year's class one of the biggest ever?
No, last year was LaMelo. LaMelo didn't sell as high as Zion.
What was the biggest ever that was recent?
Well, Luka outsells. Luka's 2018's number one with Luka. 2019, okay. Number two. 2020, okay. Number three. I think this will be in line with 2020 until we see what these kids can do. If one of them breaks out in the first month, that's totally subject to change. But preseason hype, which is what we're... where we're at until tomorrow. Season starts tomorrow, by the way.
That's crazy.
It is wild. I think it's going to come out similar to last year as opposed to Zion's year.
By the way, what's your team in basketball? I don't think I know.
So I like the Celtics.
Oh, Celtics, duh.
No, I ended up really rooting for the Grizzlies. I really like Ja Morant ever since he came out. I've been a big
Tennessee Vernon boy.
Yep, I've got the yellow... I was told, you can check tape on this. I was told I'm getting a Ja Morant autographed jersey. So that's what I was told on a major on a sports radio I was on last week. When are we getting our own sports radio show?
That's a good question. I keep calling XM Radio. They won't call me back. all right. Let's do one more.
Tristan, come on, let's go.
We got a couple more? Let's do it. Okay.
Rattle them off.
I'm just trying to help you. Here we go. Rapid fire.
No more small talk starting now. Go.
Joel Brand, who is current NFL player who you think has hit peak value, meaning sell now?
Herbert. I know people hate it. Herbert.
Tristan Brown. Trayvon Diggs has been having an unreal year, but defensive players never get the hobby love that offensive players do. Why do you think that is?
Just the way it's always been. People like quarterbacks. Sorry.
Adam Corey. Can you go more in depth on your grading process? Example, you pull, purchase a card, and it looks pretty clean. What do you look for and what tools do you utilize? Also, want to know your thoughts on grading cards with vertical versus horizontal print lines on the back.
So the back never has as much scrutiny on it as the front of a card. I use a microfiber cloth to just very gently wipe the front, make sure there's no lint, dust, fingerprints, crap like that. I use a microphone under a pretty bright LED light just to look
for...
microscope and a microphone. I like to hear what the card is saying, and I like it to hear me. Under the microscope... can you see anything that jumps out to the naked eye, blemishes, whatever? So send it off the grid.
I would like to clarify he does not have a micro anything. It is a magnifying glass. Zach Dinges, just keep going. Congrats to you both. I have two questions, if that's all right. No, it's not. I'll ask one. First, what number does pop count become concerning for ultra modern cards?
Once you get into a couple thousand, it gets a little weird. Okay. Yeah, like 5,000 or more, it starts to get... like when I see that number 5,000 or higher, I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Now, that being said, are you saying that specifically for ultra-modern cards?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just to clarify, because it would be different if that was like 5,000 of like, I don't know. There are a lot of Shaquille O'Neal ones. I don't know. Someone older.
Yeah.
Just because... there wasn't as much love in the hobby back then as there, like there's a lot more people in the hobby right now versus, so there's going to be more pop.
Yes. Like for example, the PSA 10 Shaq you bought has a pop of like 2000. I don't think that's crazy. If it was 5,000. Like, okay. You know? Eh.
Yeah. The PSA 9 that I also bought has like, I think it's 5,000 or maybe 10. I don't remember. It's a lot.
But it's cheap too. It's not a $500 card. Who cares?
Exactly. It was like 50. So.
No small
talk. All right.
No small talk.
Zach, thank you. All right. I'll do your second one too. Second, are retail mega boxes a good sealed investment for those looking for a cheaper option than hobby boxes?
Yep. Get them for the right price at the beginning. Good investment.
Wow. I think we are almost done. I've got like three
then
more.
Do it. Stop
talking. All right. Just I'm just saying. Kid. Oh, boy. Oh, he told me how to pronounce it. Colheed. Nick Colheed. He said you were right, by the way. You do. The J is silent in his name. Baseball specific. Optic hollow versus prism silver. Are optic hollow prices going to gain ground versus prism silver?
I think so. If you look across all sports, actually. But especially baseball, it's interesting the difference in price. They're essentially the same card. I don't know why they're so, I mean, I know people like Prism better than Optic, but yeah, I think at some point we see the gap narrow.
Bernard J. Shepherd wants to know, when I got into the hobby in 17.
Does it say what the J stands for, or did we just not know?
I assumed it was Jesse. I don't know. I think I was told that you can't use PWCC for comps on accounts because of shill bidding. He says this is back in 2017. Now, the PWCC cat is running the rounds and everyone that has him on, I think he's referring to the guy who we had on, acts like they got a bum rap from eBay. It was my understanding they were involved in shill bidding and the selling of known trim cards for a long time. Are we just to pretend none of that happened now?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. No, I don't pretend it didn't happen. I haven't seen any evidence it happened, though. eBay threw somebody off. I think Probstein, and I say this every week now, I don't know why it always comes up, is as atrocious a seller as you will find in the sports card market, including shilling and allowing shilling and whatever. Does he specifically do it? No. But does it happen on his platform all the time? Absolutely. I think it's interesting that PWCC was thrown off and we have not heard a single statement or shred of evidence as to why. Does that mean they don't do it? No. And it's like anything else. If I see a PWCC comp that is way higher than other comps from other sellers at the same time, I just assume like anything else, it was shill bid. Same thing with Probstein. The selling of trim cards, yeah. You'd look at like 2018, 2019. That was the whole Bill Maestro thing, wasn't it? He was kind of shuffling cards through them. I believe that was the case. I'd have to I don't give him a pass. I didn't really use them on Facebook, on eBay. I did just sign up for their, it was like a month ago. I signed up for their Premier Auction because there's some stuff I might want to buy. But I go into that stuff pretty well-versed and well-researched. Like I know what I want to pay, but I don't think me and Jesse sit around here and talk about how great the company is. They have a great Premier Auction. Say what you want. They do a ton of volume there. If I was ever shown actual evidence of the shilling, I would probably speak to it more. I've just never seen anything. But we also don't sit here and pump them up, so I don't know what you want us to do.
Yeah, I would like to clarify, in case anyone was wondering, we don't have any stake in their game whatsoever.
No,
we
just, they're not paying us anything.
Even if we did, we typically talk bad about them if we don't like it. but we still like them because they're friends of ours. But PWCC, thank you. That's all we have to say. Trinidad Borges. Why does your dog look like Teddy Ruxpin?
I don't know who that is.
Teddy Ruxpin the bear. Looks a little bear. It's like a teddy bear. You hugged him. Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh. Brady.
Last question.
That's an old picture of Brady. You know, it was old too because Griffey wasn't even in the picture. I got to update that thing.
Oh, get it together. They're getting groomed
tomorrow. Maybe I'll post some pictures on Wednesday.
I cannot
get all cleaned up.
So good. Last question, and it's not even a real one. Jeff Ng, when are we getting the Mike Geo Classic Hits cover album?
Oh, that's Jeff Ng, pronounced Ng. You did well.
I know that.
I was giving you a compliment, bro. Take it.
Do better.
Jeff, I'm saving that for my sports radio days. That's when you'll see more live singing. The podcast, it just isn't the place. I get to mix in tidbits. I'm not going to release a whole album here. So I'm excited. That's a good one to end on.
I agree.
There you go. Sports cards nonsense brought to you by The Ringer. I got tired. It's funny, I'm getting tired in these shows. Like, I got to stop getting up so early.
Are you drinking more Monster?
I'm not drinking any Monster.
Well, there's your first problem.
Taking my supplement. Carnitine.
Carnitine?
Is that what it is?
You told me. I don't remember.
Something like that. I got you a bottle.
Thank you.
So next time people see you, you're going to be 200.
So, oh my God. I feel like I could die at 200 pounds. Okay, that's fair.
You won't be alive. You'll be 200
pounds. Yeah, that's basically how I live my life now. Not alive. <Little kid.
laughs> No arms, no legs. Basically, I exist. There you go. Sports Cards and Nonsense podcast. We got the newsletter. We got the YouTube channel. We got the website. Check out
TikTok.
All that. Check out all that crap. Make sure you look at us everywhere you go. We'll be back Thursday. So what's the deal, by the way, Thursday? We haven't really spoken about this. I know we're both.
I think we're going to post at the same time. We're just going to record early.
Okay.
So we're, yeah. Everything's earlier in normal the day to you, Thursday. The listener.
Okay. And for me, the host, we're going to record Thursday morning still.
Yes. Yep. Okay. 10 o'clock.
Cool. All right. So we'll be back Thursday. Brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network, powered by Spotify. Bill, missed my anniversary. So there you go.
Hey, thanks for taking time out. And thank you, Hannah. We appreciate it.
The real MVP. All right. Have a good day. See you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.